Holy Culture Radio.
Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall buildings at a single bound.
Look, up in the sky.
It's a bird.
It's a plane.
It's
what in the ham sandwich?
We sorry the band, though. Let y'all know. Don't take it personal. It just business.
This is what I want to say to them, Cap. They gave me a new era type fit.
There you go.
Not that old flex fit. You know what I'm saying?
One size fit all fit.
And the shorty go up to the altar doing the huck a buck. But it looked more like a Poland lap dance.
There you go.
She might be a church sniper.
There you go.
You know what I'm saying? Don't jump me to death.
Don't jump me.
And we praying for you, B.
We praying for you.
But you're dead wrong, man.
You're dead wrong.
We don't shoot no hot ones on the show.
Nah.
We got to call a spade, man.
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
Yeah.
Ow.
What's good? It's the Ham Sandwich Show.
What's up?
It's the kid Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy Shaq Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy. You heard me?
And I am True Asia.
And welcome to the What in the Ham Sandwich Show. We cut through all the fat. Give you the facts. You know how we do. Keep it Trailville, Holyfield. We keep it one honey. No jaw work, throat work. Bloop, bloop.
Goat work.
Bloop, bloop. No goat work.
Sheep work.
No sheep work. But it's the holiday season, y'all. All right, cut that beat, man. Cut the beat, dog. I ain't
y'all
feeling
ain't
that.
Ready. Y'all ain't ready.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm not feeling that either.
It's the holiday season.
No, I'm not.
And right now, I feel like I'm in the Christmas spirit. Hello, boys and girls.
Hello, boys and girls.
My name is Chip Christmas. Welcome to the Ham Sandwich Holiday Special. We're so glad you're with us. Get your cookies and get your crackers. Sit around the fire with your marshmallows. As I sing you a song.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas. A Christmas like I used to know. Where Grandpa is farting, and the dog's laying down, and my little daughter just ate yellow snow. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, where Mom and Dad, they get into a fight. And my little brother's smoking weed in his room all day. And my girlfriend comes over for a bite. I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, where the neighbors play their music too loud. So I let my dog, Rusty, go bite the neighbor on his busty and tell that plugaramus goodnight.
Introducing Cook Dog.
Sex with chocolate!
Cook Dog, y'all.
Get my throat right.
Get your throat right.
There's a Christmas tonight. Merry Christmas to all of you. Can you give me a piece of pie? Give me that whipped cream and milk.
and then go to sleep. I need some milk and cookies now. Let me tell you, when I eat that big old dinner, my stomach hurts when I eat them collard greens. I go bloop, bloop. That's what happens when I eat. Then I run to the bathroom. That's what happens. I can't get my pants down before it come out. It is all over the toilet because I did sit down after I jumped in the shower looking like a trail going to the tub. Then they open a door on my side and say, "Ooh, daddy, you stink." I got the belt and I beat him upside his head. Who you talking to? I'm your daddy. Go to bed.
He goes on.
But Merry Christmas. I love you so. Please leave me alone tonight.
He goes on. Hallelujah.
And that is Chip Douglas's Christmas special.
Yes.
Christmas special.
Good night, children.
Good night.
And say your prayers.
Don't forget to say your prayers.
It's a holiday, Ham.
Yeah. Yeah.
Hope you liked our song. You know what I'm saying?
And don't try to front, though. Y'all know during the holidays, when you eat collard greens and
all that,
fat back and chitlins and all that,
bloop bloop,
you going to the bloop bloop.
Don't act like y'all don't be going to the bloop bloop.
Hey, like, you go, and before you put your pants down, it's coming out. Don't try to front. I don't know why people front, yo. This real talk.
You know what I'm saying? You got Mount Vesuvius coming out your backside.
Y'all know it, dude.
Don't front on me.
Yes, sir. The closer you get to the bathroom, it's like your body know you going to the toilet, yo. Don't it, man? I'm serious.
It just knows about the top of those.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? You got boo-boo juice going down your ass. Act like you don't know nothing about that boo-boo juice.
But sure, I love going to the bathroom. It's wonderful.
Going to the bathroom.
He goes to the bathroom and takes off everything.
I go to the bathroom butt naked, yo. I want to be comfortable. You know what
hey,
I mean?
Yo. If you want to break in my house.
Yes, sir.
Break in my house when I'm in the bathroom.
Yes, sir.
Because I'm stark butt naked. I ain't got no weapons or
nothing.
You can rob everything in my
job. Yes, sir. That job feel great. You know what I'm saying?
Anyway,
sure.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Thank y'all for coming. Dun, da, da, da. Ham news. A little ham news going on. For those that are fans of the WikiLeaks, Julian Assange has been captured. And basically what the WikiLeaks is that he publishes thousands of secret documents pertaining to the U.S. wars in Iraq and Afghanistan.
Wow.
So basically, if you want to see any secret documents pertaining to this stuff, you go to WikiLeaks, and they arrested him. Visa has frozen the accounts for those who were signing up for WikiLeaks. PayPal has frozen his accounts. He's been denied bail. He got arrested because two people said that he raped them,
wow,
molested them, and unlawful coercion. So if you leaking secret documents, you probably a scumbag.
Yes, sir.
And you probably did that. In other ham news, Elizabeth Edwards dies at 61.
Wow. No good husband. John Edwards.
Jonathan Edwards, yes. You know what I'm saying, who was a presidential candidate, sleeped around on her while she had cancer.
Yep. Sorry, goat.
You know what I'm saying? Sorry, goat.
No good at all.
You know what I'm saying? And lastly, Prince William and Kate Middleton, if you haven't already heard already, is getting married.
That's what's up.
And the reason I'm reporting it because so what?
So what?
Yes, right.
I mean, real talk.
Real
so
talk.
What?
They ain't got nothing else to talk about. That's why.
You know what I'm saying? They getting married. It's all over the magazines. It's all over. I've been hearing about this thing for like 2-3 weeks. So what? Who cares?
Who cares?
I don't. I know. You know what I'm saying? And so, you know what I'm saying? I don't know the whole, I don't know what it's like to be a prince or a king. And you know what I'm saying? I heard her parents, I think that either them, I think they own some businesses, like they own like a cake, like a wedding type of shop. So I think they're trying to profit off the marriage because now, you know, they about to get guapped up.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Royalty and all that type stuff.
What's the arrangement?
You know what I'm saying? Because Prince William, he's actually able to pick his own wife. So he chose her.
She decent.
You know what I'm saying? And you know what I'm saying? She extra decent.
Y'all old and ghetto.
You know what I'm saying? And decent. And so, I mean, she you know.
She cute.
She cute. Yeah.
But you know he's decent, mean? So he's got money.
You know what I'm saying? Yeah. So he picked her. That's what that is. Always remember you can call on the ham hotline.
Yes, sir.
Well, I got some ham news right quick. In Newport News, a minister who's also a rape counselor was accused of rape.
What?
He raped a girl. He was dating the girl's mother.
What?
And he raped the girl from a age 11 years old till she was 18.
Girl.
Almost every day. She said he raped her almost every day.
Are you serious?
Yep. A minister.
He has lost his dog.
And a rape counselor.
Yeah.
What the?
Yeah. He
bleep, 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 bleep.
He need to get the...
I'm going to beat the fire out of him.
He need to get the fire beat out of him.
Yeah.
And that's like
you need that broomstick.
That's like Elizabeth Smart. Elizabeth Smart was in the court today, and she from the age of 11 to the age of 20 something was held captive and was raped 4 to 5 times a day by this dude. He took her, performed some fake marital ceremony, and then she was brainwashed because they said that you know what I'm saying, they said that you know, why would she do this, you know what I'm saying? Why would she leave? Because it was like right down the street, like it was close to proximity, and I guess she was brainwashed or whatever. And so, you know what I'm saying? Watch your kids, yo.
Yes,
watch your peoples.
Watch your mothers. You know, y'all get these boyfriends.
You know what I'm saying?
And you know, y'all think, oh, you know, y'all can't live without a man in y'all life. What if you watch your daughters?
You know what I'm saying?
Watch your sons. Hide your wife. Hide your kids. watch your kids because you don't know these men. You bringing them off the street, and you know they ain't talking about they love you, and they in the next room while you sleeping with your kids.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
come on now.
And you don't want that in your life.
No.
You know what I'm saying? So that's what it is, man. We do have. We do have Flame is going to be calling in today.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? For an interview. And so y'all hang on. And
we got Flame.
You know what I'm saying? I-Rock, how you doing over there, man?
We got Ames.
I'm doing good, man.
Me and I-Rock was in Canada this week.
Yes, sir.
Cold.
It was buck cold. We threw a concert, the first ever concert for Canada Christian Center. You know what I'm saying? And they have hip-hop. So, you know what I'm saying? I mean, big shout out to them. That's
shout
about
out.
It. So, big shout out to them for, you know what I'm saying, taking that chance. You know what I'm saying? We had a lot of fun, man. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Big shout out.
Especially at that, what was that, sushi bar?
Yeah. They took us out to eat to this, it was Japanese, I think?
Yeah.
Something like that.
It's like I had a buff eight.
So this what happened. It was the hibachi.
Yeah.
But it was like unlike any hibachi. They sat us down. They gave us soup. No, they gave us tea. Then they brought out two salads. Then they brought out some California rolls. About 8 of them. Then they brought out then they cooked shrimp. It was shrimp first. Shrimp first. Then they cooked chicken. Then they cooked beef. Then they cooked rice. Then they cooked vegetables.
Oh my goodness, my stomach.
Then they cooked, like, it kept on going.
It kept on going like it was never ending. Like,
you know what I'm saying?
My stomach was so tight.
Yeah, with that.
Like I had a buffet.
Yeah, we was up in there.
Then they had some ice cream.
We was up in there tooting. You know what I'm saying? Like, Dizzy. like Dizzy Gillespie blowing a horn. You know what I'm saying? And so anyway, that's what it is, man. Let's get some music. Sean Cook, True. Ham, we'll be back. I-Rock, hit us.
It awesome is a slaughter.
Yo.
Now tell the people, them say.
Go ahead, baby.
When I come, I picture. We conform, we come to be transformed.
Yes, sir.
In the name of the Lord Jesus. Woo, woo. You know tell them, say.
Uh-huh.
I mean, so I talk to the people, them. No.
Papa son.
I will tell them one thing, say.
Yes.
And I'm going to tell them, say, it's a slaughter.
I got him, baby.
Hey.
Not dog, you can roll up a Dutch. Knock in the trunk. Size 28 shoes on the Navigator truck. Lean to the back. Shorty in the front. When it go to smell blow smoke out the blunt. You run with gorillas who down for whatever. 38 snug, snug right under the leather. Looks real good, but I gotta say no. Cause Christ in my life, man, he gotta say no. I know videos make it look so sweet. But these rappers are sheep and the labels are both peep. When the lights dim, rappers ain't getting no sleep. Cause they chain looks good, but they got no peace. And no, I ain't hating, I got mad love. But your rap verses, you can't even back. Drug game, real G's, you glamorize being something that you got is what I call a compromise.
We no come take and fall to your waist, God. We no compromise, we are give God the grace, yo. We no come take and fall to your waist, King and out to run when the fire start race, yo. We no come take and fall to your waist, nothing looks straight at end, we no have time to kiss, yo. We no come take and fall to your waist, we give thanks and praise to the ancient champions, yo. Now tear the bridges down, let me out, run me out of town. Make them know we not compromise, them not protect the crown. Now watch me utter a song, watch me move like the barnabout. Hardcore soldiers, the puppets and clown, yo. Stand firm and keep the fire burning. Every day that we live, we're still learning. Hold the faith in us, see the table turning. For the system not working, they got turned, yo. Give it up and let your burnings go. Praise the Most High and take it down low, oh. Give it up and let your burnings go. Enough is enough, they must get overthrown. Oh. Give it up and let your burdens go. Whatsoever that you reap, man, and that you are the soul. Oh. Give it up and let your burdens go. They never miss the living ones that just come now. We no come take and fall to your waist, God. We no compromise, we are giving God the grace, yo. We no come take and fall to your waist, eating out to run when the fire start race, yo. We no come take and fall to your waist, nothing looks straight at end. We no have time to kiss, yo. We no come take and fall to your waist. We give thanks and praise to the ancient champions, yo.
The world's looking at ya, straighten up the stature. We ain't gon' sit around waiting for the rapture. Sitting in the church in the amen corner while the preacher gets richer and the devil gets stronger. Let's get united, the kingdom of God is under attack. And I ain't gon' sit here quiet, don't get it twisted. You could be on a bus with a terrorist grenade and the safety pin lifted. Don't compromise, we giving our lives. So even if we die, we'll be immortalized. This is real talk, every day's a faith walk. We must believe what we can't see, we're mortalized. You will be tested, beat and arrested. You live for the Christ, you might die for the message. Yeah. But when your body rests and you took your last breath, you'll be face to face with God in heaven's doorstep. We no come pick and fall to your waist, cause we no compromise, we are getting God the grace, yo. We no come pick and fall to your waist,
yo, this your boy Dizzle, aka the Redeemed Dope Boy, with my man DJ I-Rock Jesus. That's right, y'all. DJ I-Rock the Messiah.
Waste your time. I sure ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle yours, and I'm gonna do mine. I'm on my grind, cousin.
Granny told your boy that she was proud of me, that I was out the streets and the boy was still thugging. I told her, Granny, baby, don't you worry about nothing. If it ain't about the Lord, then your boy ain't budging.
We ain't moving.
Man, I never did think myself. The word of God will make your boy wanna
you still.
Granny told me that the Lord will meet me
you still.
He's still working on me, Granny.
He do, yeah.
I told her, homie, we gon' take it to the block and post up in the hood like we still selling rocks. The only difference is we ain't worried about the cops. Fool on my own, we ain't worried about the shots. Flame told me gon' take it to the streets. It's dudes in the hood that the Lord gon' reach.
If it mean me die,
Lord still seeing me. We bout to get it in if it mean no sleep. I'm on my mind.
Don't waste your time. I sure ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle yours and I'm gon' do mine. I'm on my grind, cousin. I'm on my grind, cousin. I'm on my grind,
let's
cousin.
I'm on my grind.
I'm on the road, headed to another show. I asked the Lord if he's seeing me, yeah, I go. Mama happy, she ain't gotta worry no more. But the law pulled me over like I'm still selling dope. I told them I ain't trying to go and flip a pound. I'm trying to show them Christ before they put him in the ground. Before them boys catch him, hit him with another round. Since I met the Lord, this the way it's going down. If I'm in your city, take me to the block. Jesus real, homie, I'll tell it to the cops. Without a bullhorn, I yell it on the block. I wasn't ashamed when I was out there trying to sell them rocks. Jason told me, go and take it to the streets. It's dudes in the hood that the Lord don't reach. We about to go hard if it need no sleep. And we can get it in, no rhymes, no beats. I'm on my mind. It's showtime. I sure ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle yours and I'm gonna do mine. I'm on my grind, cousin.
Telling me to leave the hood alone, man. Go on, let them roll by. But I'm tired of seeing guys dying from the 4-5. No lie, I'm praying they get to know God. So I'm on the grind with the mind of the Most High. I'm in the hood showing love to a bunch of cats. Who be all up in the club blowing guns and sacks. Screaming life is more than blood, girls and money stacks. Tell them about his blood and he's coming back. They by the street light, holding on the heat tight. Said tripping down the loop, they life in the street fight. I'm knowing they should see Christ. Why? By far, death and jail bars is all you gon' get out of the street light. Then don't take me to the thugs, GD. Grip flicks and them west side bloods. Even hard head G's, we just see guys love. When the choppers go black, after that, it's the judge. I'm on my mind.
Showtime. I sure ain't about to sit and let you waste mine. I'm sick of seeing young boys out there dying. You go and handle yours and I'm gonna do mine. I'm on my grind, cousin.
What in the Ham Sandwich Show?
Yes, sir.
Woo,
I keep telling y'all cats. You know what I'm saying? If you're not watching, you know what I'm saying? If you listen to the radio show, you know what I'm saying? That's the syndicated Ham Show on the radio station. What you're not getting is the exclusive DJ I-Rock Ham Blends.
Yes, sir.
Handy stuff.
And he just put down a ridiculous blend.
Yes, sir. That was sick.
You know what I'm saying? Always remember, you can check us out at thehamsandwichshow.com. Our TV show, hamshow.tv, 757-325-9493 is the call-in line. Facebook us, Ham Sandwich Show. And we're going to have Flame calling here in about 5 minutes or so, about 8 minutes from now.
Yes.
Flame should be calling in, so we're going to ask him a couple of questions about his new record label.
Yes.
New album, you know what I'm saying? All that type of stuff. Today's show is something more of a consumer report show.
Consumer report.
You know what I'm saying?
Inquirer minds wants to know.
To help you cats.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
You cat daddies.
You cat nips. I was told a story about a guy talking about his father, and he said that his dad would get these emails, you know what I'm saying, about these scams and how, you know what I'm saying, his dad basically went into debt because he kept on answering the scams. And obviously it'd be some dude from Egypt or, you know what I'm saying, whatever scam was going on. And like I said, his father would answer them. But his father would say, well, you never know which one is real. You know what I'm saying? And every email you get,
what you mean? Those ones, so you'd rather lose all that money.
Exactly.
To find out which one is real. By the time you find out which one is real, you'd be broke.
You got to send $2,000 to get $15 million.
Yep.
That don't even sound right.
If it don't make sense, it ain't right.
But he talked about that. And in addition, you know, I know of a pastor. You know what I'm saying?
Uh-oh.
Parison.
And I know somebody else told me of a pastor where, matter of fact, this past weekend, somebody told us about that, didn't they, Rock?
Yeah.
About a pastor who basically, like, took out a loan And basically, they said that, and they put it in the language where it was like, you know, you're going to get $20 million or something like that, or, but you know, we need to have a couple of $1,000s, and then they would ask for more. And finally, it came to the point where it totaled to almost $100,000, something like that, well Man, over that.
That's crazy.
And basically, when they realized it was a scam, they pretty much had to shut the church down. Took out lines of credit, all that type stuff. Up in there, huckabucking, praising God, stomping, you know what I'm saying? Stomping out the devil, debt cancellation, bring your bills
and
here.
They're stomping out the devil and he's stomping out their pockets.
All day.
Embarrassing.
And what they said was when they traced the email, you know what I'm saying? They traced it back to Nigeria. A lot of these emails come from Nigeria. And it was basically like 20 people in a computer room. Like, literally all day pumping out these emails. And been doing it for so long that they've gotten so clever. They know the jargon. Even better than that, you know what I'm saying? Even my pops almost got scammed. There was a thing called Christ Sit Cup, right? And they came and they wanted to book my dad for Europe, for London.
Right.
But it came from the Church of England. Now, me, as soon as I heard the Church of England, I'm thinking highbrow, angels, little baby goblins on the wall, Jesus, Mary. I'm thinking like the Church of England, like a couple of hundred years old Church of England.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So that was my first thing. Like, why would you want to bring in, you know, a gospel singer? And they had all these other gospel singers. So what they said was, if you send money for the visas, you send $600 for the visas, we'll pay for the tickets and reimburse you for the visas. You know what I'm saying? And so we was like, investigated, and we decided not to do it. We did research. You know what I'm saying? The guy was a black guy that sent the email. We went on Church of England, and they want a black face in sight. It was like, where's Waldo? You know what I'm saying? And so we was like, something ain't right. And then eventually, we had some artists call us. And saying, hey, we just got booked for this Church of England thing. And they said that they booked you. Now, we turned it down. And they said that they booked you and that, you know what I'm saying? So we just called us to confirm because, they, you know, we sent them some money for visas.
Y'all too late. Y'all should have called before y'all sent the money.
Too late. You know what I'm saying? That's because cats getting happy. We going to Europe, going to London.
We ain't got to pay for nothing.
About to do it big. You know what I'm saying? And it was like five or six major artists. So, you know, about to do it big. Got him.
You're doing it big, all right.
Yeah, you're doing a big debt.
Big 600.
And so today's ham show is called not the 12 days of Christmas, but the 12 scams of Christmas.
Oh my gosh.
You know what I'm saying?
On the 12th day of Christmas.
Because around Christmas time, it's kind of amazing. Not only just around Christmas time, but even with Katrina and stuff.
Right.
You know, when you have some of the most, the loveliest holidays, or you have the most desperate and destitute situations where people need money and water and stuff, you got the biggest scumbags come out.
Mm-hmm. Trying to take advantage.
Big time. And try to take advantage. And, you know what I'm saying? And talking about they need, you know, they need money or so and so and so and so forth. Why do y'all think it's so easy to scam people, especially around Christmas time?
Because people are desperate around Christmas time. They want to, you know, give gifts, especially if they have kids or whatever. They desperate for money. It's almost like they want to take the little bit they got and see if they can flip it, you know, to get a little bit more.
Slap it, flip it, and rub it down.
You know what I'm saying? And ultimately,
oh no,
people are looking for the fast way to cash. That's the ultimate thing. You know, today people don't want to work hard. You know, they don't want to have a good work ethic. They want to get something for nothing.
All day.
And it doesn't work like that. Right. And that's why that's why people are so easily scammed, because they want something for nothing. And these scammers know that. And so they like, I'm going to promise you. I mean, come on now. You gotta use your head.
It's good business. Sense?
Right. It's a good business because
you got so many greedy people out here.
If you got 2,000 and somebody say, you give me 2,000, I give you 200,000. That's a quick way to cash.
That's right.
Not only can I buy Christmas gifts, but I can buy a house. I can buy, you know, all these material things, you know, that I wish for.
And they scraping up every quarter possible.
They borrowing money.
Borrowing money.
To go in debt.
Yeah, yeah. Go to their neighbor. Look, give me 500. When my money come in,
I'm gonna piece you off when I'm 59.
I'm gonna flip this. I'm gonna flip this style.
I'm gonna flip this.
I'm gonna flip this
style. You know
style.
What I'm saying? And that money don't come in, and you get punched in your face.
That's right.
You, know what you hide behind curtains and looking through Pico.
They ringing your bell. You ain't never home. Car parked around the corner.
You
Where
your
is
car,
this car going?
You parking your car in somebody else's garage.
You know what I'm saying?
Embarrassing.
And so I agree. I think you have a lot of greedy people. I think you also have people that take advantage of people because well, people get taken advantage because they have a good heart. They want to give.
Yeah.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? And so, like, you know, you walk up and you got the Salvation Army in front of every Walmart jingling the joint. You know what I'm saying? And so you got somebody else that go and basically bootleg the joint.
Yeah. They see you know the jiggling.
You know, they got red cans. They got green cans. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? They jingling the bell. They blowing a whistle.
I remember one time I went to the store and I seen this man. I seen this lady standing in front of the store with like, you know, one of them Walmart ice cream buckets. And you, first of all, you should have saw her. Her hair was going every which way. Mm. She had on this big white T-shirt with like ketchup stains all over it, with some sweatpants with like 45 holes in it. The wind was blowing, and her pants was whistling. Her sneakers was turned to the side.
Because whistling Dixie.
To the side. And she got the nerve to say she collected money from the homeless, for the homeless at a church. I'm like, you are the homeless.
You got the wrong one.
I'm looking
for the church.
Like, and she's sitting in front of the store in a beach chair.
That's ridiculous.
Talk about, I represent such and such church, and we collect the money for the homeless for the holidays.
You
I was like, really? Are you serious?
Really?
You was embarrassing.
She was the poster child for the homeless. Are you serious?
You pass embarrassing. You got...
And if you gave her money, you know what I'm saying? You's embarrassing.
You's embarrassing.
She had about 13 teeth in her mouth collectively. What in the world?
She had 13 and a half combined. You know what I'm saying? And so this holiday season, guys, you really got to watch out.
Yeah.
Be very, very careful of the scams. And what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. You know what I'm saying? Flame should be calling any minute. 2 minutes late. It's all good, though. You know what I'm saying? We ain't going to scream on you just yet.
We ain't gonna talk about you just yet.
But we're gonna get into some music. I work on the ones and twos. It's the Ham Sandwich Show. Let's go.
Yeah, yo.
Holy Culture Radio.
My generation so wrong. They calling us loco. They say we have no goals. I tell them we focus. My generation so cold. You can say we frozen. First Peter 2:9 on the moment we chose. And we not only voted, we the voted for change. And we not only quoted, we probably wrote what they saying. I mean, I know you see us on the block. But we know the guy that owns the block. When you see us from the block, it's true that we condone the rock. But not the rock itself. Okay. The one that took the nails. Okay. The one that will prepare. Generation is known for being complacent, but don't change the station, cause we might change the nation. I promise you haven't seen us, but we get
the times we in. Oh yeah, it's whack. You can tell these cats, they living and dying and seeing. We need to get back to the Bible. Tear down our American idols. Get back to preaching the gospel. Living the gospel in a revival. Perhaps we'll hit the nation. Just like the Great Awakening. Before the time is up, cause it's winding up for the consummation. Jesus is coming back for the second time. Not all humble in a manger, but it's wrecking time. We got a man up. Stand up and then clan up. Hands up like Amber. Just plan to preach in his plan, bro. Commanded Jesus to stand up. In the land, bro. In Atlanta. In Savannah. In Montana. We just raising a banner up. Man, they call it Generation X. And they call it Generation X. But we know we Generation now. Here to tell a generation to reconcile with the Holy God. Man, it's got to sound totally odd. But if you down, say it loud.
This is our generation.
Scored by his teeth, streets taught me how to hustle and it brought me into beef. But something deep inside said that wasn't me. So I looked harder at life, saw it was real shady. Realizing my life needed a 180. He carried me and that's the reason I'm good. That's why I'm telling you that Jesus is the Lord.
The world ain't really ever what it seems. It had me gassed for the cash and living after evil dreams. I found out living fast was just one of Satan's schemes. Cause he wanted me to crash so I wouldn't meet the king.
I was out there robbing, hanging with the goonies, wild nights, bottle popping. Funneling the groupies, hazed out, grill chopping. Brandishing the tool, he wanted big money shopping. You don't fly in the Gucci.
But running from the main thing I was called to be. Acting like I ain't hear Christ calling me. Fronting. Like I had to be thugged. God was looking at me laughing like I needed a hug. He said,
don't you remember the boys wanted to slay you? Well, I'm the reason them bullets just barely grazed you. I could have been chilling, but really wanted to save you. So let me fill the void. Don't live something disgraceful. Live and direct from the belly of the beast. Got caught up in his throat and got scarred by his teeth. Streets taught me how to hustle and it brought me into beef. But something deep inside said that wasn't me. So I looked harder at life, saw it was real shady. Realizing my life needed a 180. He carried me and that's the reason I'm good. That's why I'm telling you that Jesus is the Lord.
See, back when I was serving the devil, I had a mind full of corrupt thoughts that never settled. Living life on the edge with the gun extra clip. I was the goon on the block, couldn't let go of the grip. Chasing women, money, and pain, forget about love. I had hate in my heart, I was cold in the blood. If you came at me wrong, see you catching a slug. See, I love being gangster, that was my drug. I was addicted to the streets, the drama, the beef. You couldn't tell me nothing, homie, you couldn't preach. Couldn't be reached, the devil had me feeding his beast. To the day I realized who's really running these streets. I fell down to my knees and gave it all to Christ. Forgive me of my sins, please give me back my life. I refuse to be a slave to the devil and his ways. I stand in the hood, but I stand a man changed. One age,
live
one
and direct age, from the belly of the beast. Got caught up in his throat and got scarred by his teeth. Streets taught me how to hustle and it brought me into beef. But something deep inside said that wasn't me. So I looked harder at life, saw it was real shady. Realizing my life needed a 180. He carried me and that's the reason I'm good. That's why I'm telling you that Jesus is the Lord.
What in the ham sandwich show?
Yeah.
What in the ham sandwich?
Sean Cooking True.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? And look, we got stiffed.
We got stiffed. Did we get stiffed?
We're gonna see.
Stiff work.
You know what I'm saying?
How we get stiffed?
Flame pulls a call in. I know things happen as an artist. I know I've done it before. As a matter of fact, I had an interview last night at 5 o'clock. And then he texts me at 5:19, like, where you at? I was like, oh, yeah, that's right.
So you shot a hot one.
Nah. I had it scheduled and all that. And sometimes it just happens. But anyway, we're talking about the 12 scams of Christmas. People getting scared. Why do you find that funny? People getting scammed, getting their things taken, getting their money taken.
Yeah.
And their things, and, getting their things removed.
You know what I'm saying?
My shorties be baking.
Your shorties be baking. You know what I'm saying?
Get your money taken.
My shoulders be getting bacon.
And dudes on the court, the funk they be faking.
Boy, you retarded, boy.
I mean.
Boy.
And so, let's go down the list. The first, one of the first scams that you're gonna face is the iPad scam.
The iPad scam.
All right.
What's the iPad?
Now, for all those that don't know the iPad, hold your iPad up. You know what I'm saying? If you've never seen one, don't hate. You know what I'm saying? Get the hate out your eyes.
I feel it. I feel it.
And what scammers are doing, I've seen it. I've actually seen it and clicked on the joint.
Embarrassing.
It was about to fill it out.
Oh, my God.
What is the iPad scam?
Well, the joint seems so crazy because it's like, it says that they're distributing bogus offers for free iPads. You know what I'm saying? And consumers are asked to purchase other products, provide their credit card number to get the free iPad. So it's almost like, you know, the first 100 customers that buy a $50 camera gets a free iPad.
Okay.
And so I clicked on the joint. I'm like, all right, tech stuff, I'll buy me a $50 camera, get an iPad. But obviously, as soon as I looked at it and I saw the joint, I was like, negative.
No, sir.
And obviously, you never get an iPad. You know what I'm saying?
How come? Oh, go ahead, yo.
You know what I'm saying? And in social media, there's a social media version where they take a quiz to win a free iPad, and they got to give their cell phone number to receive the results. And actually, they're signed up for a cell phone scam that costs $10 a week.
Yeah.
That's clever.
I've seen that, though.
$10 a week. You know what I'm saying? What you going to say, yo?
This is another scam I can't stand.
Go ahead, B.
Do you know when you click on, you want to get a download, they say this is a free download.
Right.
For like a video.
Right.
So you give them all your information for the video.
Right.
But then it tells you, oh, by the way, you got to sign up.
For so and so and so.
For so and so and so to get the video. Right.
Yeah.
So you sign up for 20 different things, get the video, and you got a trillion people call to your house. Yeah. Do you not? Do you not?
Sure do.
So look, guess what I do now? Since you want to do that, my name is Smith B. Johnson. And I give them a real email address, but it's something I don't never use.
Yeah, you getting a bogus name.
Yes, sir. And the phone is going to be 757-123-456. For sure.
And you might get the email that I check once every Christmas.
For sure.
You know what I'm saying?
I learned my lesson on that joint.
So that's what that is. One of the second scams, the highest scams, is the Help I've Been Robbed scam.
All day.
Now, a lot of y'all probably have seen this one, but this travel scam sends phony distress messages to family and friends requesting the money be wired or transferred so they can get home.
Yeah.
And so it comes from somebody's, like your friend's email. And it's like, you know, I've been robbed. I'm stuck in a hotel room. And, you know what I'm saying? The person actually is not stuck in a hotel room. Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Embarrassing.
And so that's called the Help I've Been Robbed scam. You know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, Help You've Been Robbed scam. That's what it should be called. Help You About to Get. You said you got one?
I got one.
Help You Got Got.
You know what I'm saying?
That's right. That's right.
Yeah, it was an artist.
Right.
And the guy said that he was stuck in London or somewhere like that. And he lost his visas, his passports. He got robbed. He had no money. He used to be like $1,000. He didn't get back and all that.
You got
and
it.
And the joint had his email, his name, and everything.
All that.
All that.
You know what I'm saying? But you did a smart thing.
I called him.
You called him.
I said, dude, you all right? He said, yeah, man, I know, man.
He's sitting there in the comfort of his home.
Yeah.
By the fireplace. The next scam is the fake gift card scam.
Oh, my gosh.
They promote fake gift cards with the goal of stealing consumers' information and money, which is sold to marketers or used for ID theft. And the most, the biggest one is the free $1,000 Best Buy gift card to the first 20,000 people who sign up for the Best Buy fan page, which they've actually created.
People, stop putting your personal information online.
For sure. If they ask you for personal information.
Goodness, what is wrong?
You know what I'm saying? Especially if they go beyond like your name and address.
Yeah, they want social. You know credit card number. Come on. What you
phone
need my credit
number,
card
all
number?
That type stuff? Nah, son.
Yeah. Why you need my credit card number to give me a free gift card? Come on now.
Exactly.
Put two and two together. If it don't make sense, it
why do you need a credit card number to get something free?
Right.
You know what I'm saying? The fourth is holiday job offers. People seek extra cash for gifts this holiday season. Twitter scams offer dangerous links to high-paying work-at-home jobs that ask for your personal information. I get these joints all day.
Both. Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Make $5.25 an hour. You know what I'm saying? I just made so and so and so. I mean, I clicked on. Man, it take me about negative 2 seconds to realize it's fake.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying?
See, some people know they fake. They just don't want to believe it. They just got some type of hope in it, and they just praying it's real.
Exactly. The next one is called smishing.
They get fresh straight launched.
Smishing. Cyber crooks are now smishing or sending phishing SMS texts. The texts appear to come from your bank or online retailer saying there's something wrong with your account. You have to call a number to verify your account info. In reality, they extract your personal information, and they know that you're more vulnerable, especially if it comes to your phone. If you get a text, you know what I'm saying, not everybody has your phone number. You know what I'm saying? The next one, number six, is... suspicious holiday rentals. During peak travel times, when consumers often look online for affordable holiday rentals, cyber crooks post fake holiday rental sites that ask for down payments on properties by credit card or wire transfer.
That's crazy.
You know what I'm saying? Stupid. And so they getting cats. The next one is recession scams, and these ones are just, you know, you're in a recession. And these ones continue. You know what I'm saying? Scammers, they target vulnerable consumers with recession-related scams, such as paying advance credit card scheme, low-interest loans, credit cards, the recipient pays a processing fee, which goes directly into the scammer's pocket.
Right.
Embarrassing.
Okay. Number eight are the Grinch-like greetings. These are e-cards that are convenient and earth-friendly way to send greetings to friends and family. But cyber criminals load fake versions with links to computer viruses and malware.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so they send you a greeting. You click that joint.
It's over.
You know what I'm saying? Next thing you know, you know what I'm saying? You got breasts that's popped up on your screen that's every right. 2 minutes.
And it won't come off.
And it won't come off.
Now you got your wife coming in. Oh, I ain't good enough for you.
You know what I'm saying? Exactly. So these breasts is on your screen.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
You sit up there punching the computer trying to get the picture off?
Exactly. You know what I'm saying? Clicking off.
You know wait, get them off of me.
and shoot, some of y'all actually mess around and click through.
You know what I'm saying? Like, oh well.
Hold up, we got a ham caller coming in. Ham caller, you're on the line.
Hello?
Yes, ham caller, you're on the line.
Hello? Okay.
Hello?
All right.
Okay.
Not there. All right. The next one is low price traps. Shoppers should be cautious of products offered at prices far below the competitors. Now, I ain't going to front you one. Like, if I see, like, Photoshop.
Right.
It's $900. And I see that joint for, like, $30. I'm going to check it out real quick.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? Be careful of that. You know what I'm saying? If it's way too low, get a Wii for $36 plus three games.
You know, good way you're supposed to click on.
You know what I'm saying? You get a Wii and a PS3 plus three games apiece plus two motion controllers plus the PS3 Kinect jump. You know what I'm saying? $49.99.
No way.
Free shipping.
Oh, they might say, praise the Lord.
Free shipping plus a $50 gift card.
Praise God.
Praise God. Thank you, Jesus. I need that for my boy.
Praise God.
If you click on that, straight up and down, if you click on that,
you deserve to get God.
You stupid. If you
don't.
If you click on that, you stupid.
You stupid.
You're stupid.
You're stupid.
You know what I'm saying?
You's the stupid.
I got three more. I got two more. No, no, three more. Charity scams. And these are obviously charities that their phone calls, their spam emails ask you to donate to the Veritas charities, children's causes, relief funds for the latest catastrophe. And so everybody want to give to the veterans.
Yeah.
Everybody want to give money to the kid.
Yeah.
Hand show, kid.
Hand show, let a kid. And everybody want to get to the relief fund.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? But be careful because some of them joints ain't real.
They ain't getting relieved. Anybody getting relieved?
Anybody getting relieved? You know what I'm saying?
But the scammer.
You know what I'm saying? Doing the bathroom getting relieved. As the money comes to his bank account. Dangerous holiday downloads. Holiday-themed screensavers, jingles, and animations are an easy way for scammers to spread viruses and other computer threats. Especially when it comes from an email or IM that comes from a friend. You know what I'm saying? And if your friend sends you stuff that seems odd, just shoot them a text or call them.
Right.
You know what
right.
I'm saying? That's it. Now, this is a big one because I do a lot of traveling, and I'm pretty loose when it comes to airport. But hotel and airport Wi-Fi. During the holidays, many people travel and use free Wi-Fi in places like hotels and airports. This is a tempting time for thieves to hack into networks, hoping to find opportunities for theft. You know what I'm saying? So if you're on the road, you're in a hotel, you're in an airport, free Wi-Fi, just be careful.
Yes.
You know what I'm saying? Be careful. Don't log in. You know what I'm saying? Sometimes it'll be like you'll be in a hotel, it'll be like AT&T, which means you got to pay for it. But then it'll say free internet. And that, what that is a dude that set up a computer and he's put out a free internet signal so that you click on his joint, try to log in, and got him.
Got him.
You know what I mean? And so those are your 12 scams. You know what I'm saying? The 12 scams of Christmas. And we come back, we're going to talk about how not to get scammed. You know what I'm saying? Basically, how to be smart.
Yes, sir.
It's the Ham Show.
Be smart.
You know what I'm saying?
How to be smart.
It's the Ham Show. You know what it is. Our Rock hit us.
The drinks on deck. Angelic fire, make my tongue prime. It's big God's breath. Yes. I arrest your developed mind masters like this. King Midas, Holy Ghost writers. You cats really run it? Kaboom. Keep it coming. 2,000 years of running. It's Jesus, beloved. Taste it and see. Taste and be free. Take these subliminals. Crush the snake king. It's a heavy plate. The stomach a grab in abundance. Not many can grasp even a half. How I love it. The deep mysteries I preach, teaching the public. It's Jesus is powerful. True peace. You want it?
Yo, you couldn't play me if I came with two controllers. I walk around with a missile launcher on my shoulder. Brother, I thought I told you I'm a soldier of Jehovah, not a positivity zombie. Don't mistake me for Oprah. I don't drink soda. Stuff is too bubbly. I don't flirt with sin because that chick is too ugly. Oops, I'm at oogly. A monster of gargantuan proportion. Stop it through your town like oogity boogity. The kingdom of God, we preaching it loud. Beats banging, got more heads rolling than Dunk in the Cloud. Whack MCs get a colic when I rhyme. Liverpool bench presser getting brolic when I rhyme. I'm nasty like pate. Chef Bam with the pen and the pad. Whack MCs get flambéed. Leave them needing band-aids. Regret any rap style was man-made. I leave them with their hands raised.
What's your hands up?
A coalition of Christian men that glisten in the rays of the sun and listen in. Life without Christ is scary. Walk around with more grace than Daryl Strawberry.
See, I'm gung-ho like Leonidas. We ride it. Go toe-to-toe with Nero, zero, the answer to you minus Jesus. Hero, the answer to you plus Jesus. The word is inside me like fetus. I give birth to leaders when I speak these speeches through speakers. My life aligned, more shine than new dimes and diamonds. Eliminate the slime and rhyme. The issue isn't the issue. The mission's gripping the scriptures, ripping the enemy tissue, hitting with ridiculous missiles, delivering war to hell's door like hello. Open up, it's fire, jaws. I see you, dude, what you ducking for? I'm about to cook your goose. I shook loose, now I shook you. They know us, we speak that Jesus, TNT, you can't see us. Them Negroes,
here's a statement. We the disciples of Christ wish to be a complete accord with the doctrine of Christ at any cost of Christ, even if it costs his life, even if it costs the dog, the kids, and the wife. Give me the mic, I'm a preacher, I don't spit, I'm a teacher. Forget the hype, Jews don't shine through speakers, but let me give you something more solid here. Provided you ride the side of the kingdom minded behind it, even if they say you walk like a rapper with bad timing, your walk just ought to be paying homage. The gospel to your soul's like a spiritual colonic with the power to cast out the demonic without all of the vomit. Fueled by the one who is and is to come. If you don't work for your wages, you were raising in the sun. But the coalition to run with the bloodstained banner eating manna. You'll find us slinging that holy grandma on.
Kingdom music!
What a Ham Sandwich Show.
Yeah.
We back.
Sean Slaughter, Cook Dog.
That's right. In the building.
True Asia.
Somebody called me True Asia the other day. I appreciate that.
Trage.
Trage.
True Asia.
You know what I mean?
True Beja.
True Gavia. True Gavia.
Who Beja?
You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Y'all know what it is.
Thunder.
Y'all is a bad
what? Fit. Blunder.
Thunder.
Blunder.
Flunder.
Calunder. Shequanda.
Rotunda.
Hello.
He coming in a Honda.
Hello.
He coming in a Honda.
You fancy, huh?
So how can your foolish behind not get scammed? You know what I'm saying?
First of all, you can stop being embarrassing. That's the first thing you can do.
That's pretty much the first one right there. You know what I'm saying? If you're getting scammed, you're probably embarrassing in general.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying? You're probably embarrassing offline as well as online.
And often.
You know what I'm saying? And often. Facebook and in church.
Church.
You know what I'm saying?
Those are the ones that run around the church for their blessing.
Yes, sir.
Walking around the church 7 times.
Especially, remember the pastor that we talked to? You know what I'm talking about?
Mm-hmm.
Sklay, sklay, sklay. talk about 4 dudes from Africa whose father died and was a king.
Right.
But he actually told us this,
and
son.
He said it like he believed it. And he
was remodeling the church. He told about, yeah, they started a church fund out of their father who died who was rich. And so they, you know what I'm saying, they scanned ministries. They've been here for a couple of years now, and they chose our ministry. Why would they chose your ministry and you done negative nothing for the community?
Nathaniel Joe Blinken.
You know what I'm saying? The community going backwards because your church there.
Well, it could say it's our time.
No, it's our time.
It's our time.
You ain't done Nathaniel.
Nathaniel Joe Blanchin.
You know what I'm saying? And had the same 17.6 people for the last 6 years.
No, the 17.6 people rotate. Get it right.
Exactly.
Get it right.
17.6 people rotating. Every time you reach 26, it hammered down.
It's a paradigm shift. You know
what I'm saying? It's a paradigm shift. God's doing something new.
What is God doing new, though?
You know what I'm saying? Nathaniel, not there. Nothing. One of the ways to not get scammed is to stick to well-established and trusted websites.
Yes.
That includes icons and seals like the Better Business Bureau. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? And that's people being cheap, because you saw the camera at BestBuy.com for $79.99.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? So you go to Pete's Hotel Electronics.com and see the joint for $39.99.
And you know it's an electronics store. It's set up in a hotel room.
Exactly.
It's embarrassing.
You know what I'm saying? And so you click it from Pete's Wholesale Electronics. And what y'all don't realize is that right now, in about 20 minutes, maybe give me an hour, I can make a website with products, use PayPal links to click those products, promote myself, have you buy those products, I get paid, you gets nothing.
You get Nathaniel.
A website don't.
They get their feelings hurt.
Exactly. You get your feelings hurt. A website does not.
I was like, I'll be God.
You know what I'm saying? Go to church, cry, and testify. So you money for your rent. And they telling the real story.
Asking the pastor, do he think he can take them off?
You know what I'm saying? And not telling the real story.
You think you can do me a solid, pastor?
You know what I'm saying? That you done gave up two months of what you call it?
Your rent and your
2 months of pay.
And your wife beating you in your head.
You know what I'm saying? And took out a loan.
And you sleep on the couch with a towel instead of a blanket.
Just because you have a website does not mean that a physical business exists.
Anybody can create a website.
Anybody.
Search it out.
Also, don't respond to offers that arrive in spam email, text, or instant message. You would think that that would be common sense, right?
Yeah. Right, right. Yeah.
If the email comes from 002i exclamation mark comma comma 026 .. you know what I'm saying, at jabuki.com, don't respond to that joint.
But it's called spam for a reason.
It's called spam for a reason.
That's right.
You go right there. Oh, I'm messing with this. My spam email.
Exactly. But
you go to the spam box, clicking on spam, thinking you're gonna get something.
But some of the spam do come through. But look at the email. There's Yahoo. There's Gmail. There's businesses. I ain't never heard of Jabuki.com. You know what I'm saying?
They haven't either.
I ain't never heard of RayRay.com. You know what I'm saying? Customer service.
It'd be like,
yo, Wachovia Bank has been intercepted. Please click the link to restore it from Wachovia at RayRay.com. You know what I'm saying? Your dumb self clicking the link.
Putting in all your information.
You know what I mean?
Y'all retarded.
You're ganked.
Preview a link's web address before you click on it. All right? How do you do that? If you see a link, take your mouse, go over the link. Don't click it.
Right.
Hover.
If you float over the link, the website will actually pop up. You know what I'm saying? And you can see where it's taking you to.
That's right.
All right? So let's not act slow.
Stop it if you think you're going to make a profit.
No, stop it. Who said that?
Biggie.
You're going to make a profit. Stop it. Don't get mad. UPS is hiring. Biggie got some disrespectful lyrics.
Yes, sir.
You know what I'm saying?
Yes, sir.
How you gonna tell a dude stop rapping and go work at UPS?
Yeah.
Because it just ain't gonna work out this year. Stay away from vendors that offer prices well below the norm.
Yeah.
Don't believe anything that's too good to be true.
That's right.
If you know that Elmo is going for $99.99, you might get it at Walmart for $89.99. You know what I'm saying? But you ain't gonna get it from Toy Jumpers for $19.99 plus free shipping.
That's right.
Plus a $30 gift card. You ain't never heard of Toy Jumpers. You know what I'm saying? The website looks shady.
They straight jump in your pockets.
Exactly. You know what I mean? And if you're traveling, I'll be doing this sometimes though. Make sure to use trusted Wi-Fi networks. Don't check bank accounts or shop online you're not sure the network is safe.
That's right.
Wow, I be checking my bank account in the hotel. But you know what? The hotel room is safe.
Got.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, hotels are safe.
I mean, I don't know if that McDonald's Wi-Fi is safe, though. You know what I'm saying? They paying that joint with fries. Fries and shakes. It's a thin line between fries and shakes. You know what I'm saying? For y'all Chappelle Show listeners. And so that's what, you know what I'm saying? And like, the first rule, you know what I'm saying, that my wife said, don't be embarrassing.
Yeah, please don't.
You know what I mean? Don't. You know what I'm saying? There's nothing for free. I know you ain't got it. You ain't got it. Hey, yo, I ain't gonna front you one. My kids ain't here. This is what we did for my kids, right? Now, my mother bought them a Wii.
Right.
And every time they ask for dolls and stuff, they don't do nothing with them. I bought my daughter an Easy Bake Oven last year. She baked one time. You know what I'm saying?
At the top of the closet.
It must not have been too easy. So what we did for this year was that we bought, because when my mother came here with the Wii, they played that joint every day.
No, they didn't.
Yes, so my mother bought them a Wii. So we bought them controllers. We bought them games. We bought them attachments to the Wii. We bought them a whole bunch of Wii stuff, and that's all they got. Now, we did buy them maybe a game for their DS and for their VTech, and then maybe some shoes. Mm-hmm. That's it. But I'm going to tell y'all, if you ain't got it, heed my word. Go to Target and go to the dollar section.
That's right.
They got some things.
They got my daughter's stocking. Man, it's too late, dog. My daughter's stocking. Yeah. My daughter's stocking is stuffed with stocking stuffers.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? Filled up. I got them lip gloss. I got them Hubba Bubba gum. I got them, they got so much stuff, stickers, little figurines, I got them so much stuff, it's ridiculous. You know what I'm saying?
And they don't know.
But what's going to happen is, it's stuff that's interesting and they'll play with. Right. So I spent like $26, you know what I'm saying? Bought one, make sure if you got two kids, buy equal amount.
Yep, let the stocking weigh the same.
That's right.
Weigh the same. don't buy six and then buy, eight.
Yeah.
Exactly. Make somebody sure, gonna get busted in the head.
Make sure it weigh the same.
That's right.
You know what I'm saying?
Mix set
and
one.
So,
song
but
one.
But anyway, that's what that's been. Hopefully you guys can use these tips. Me.
Mix set
hopefully
two.
We can get Flame
song one. Side.
Coming in
featuring
a
young
little
Joshua,
bit later. Matter of fact, let's go ahead and answer
mix
the call.
Mix set three.
We're at the end of the show.
Von Vargas and MOG Showtime.
It's the Ham Sandwich Show. You online.
Right up.
He hung up. And so we towards the end of the show. We'll get Flame next time.
Yeah, we'll get him next time.
You know what I'm saying? Hold up a second. It's the What the Ham Sandwich Show. You on the line.
What's going on, man? It's Flame, man.
What's up, dog?
What's up, dog?
What's up with it, man?
You know what I'm saying?
Hey, my fault, man.
You know what I'm saying?
You know what, Flame? You real disrespectful.
Real disrespectful.
I know you big time, but 40 minutes late, dog?
Where they do that at?
We thought y'all were on Eastern time, man. We living in the future.
Well, it's all good, man. We appreciate you joining us, man. Hey, look, let's go ahead and jump into it. We're actually towards the end of the show. So you're literally right on time.
Perfect.
You know what I'm saying? First of all, one of the questions I want to ask you is about Clear Sight Music. And this new record label that you've come out with. Website looks ridiculous. You're the solo artist on this site of now. Your last records, who were you signed with, and why did you decide to form Clear Sight Music?
Yeah. Last record, man, was, of course, with CMR. And, had a good run with those guys. But just thinking through a lot of different things, man. As I was back at the round table, after fulfilling my contractual obligations, just thinking through what would be the best thing for the body, the kingdom, you know what I mean, as far as thinking about other dudes I've been able to mesh with over periods of time that don't have the same platform, financial backing, support. How can, you know what I mean, wifey and I move in and serve those guys? Also, just thinking through, like, what would be the best move for us, you know what I mean, as a family. So
no doubt.
Just some things like, man, we had to think through with my elders and professors at my school, man, and different people in the music industry. So just through wise counsel, man, we thought it was a good move.
That's what's up. What's up. And for all those that don't know, you have is it a master's in counseling?
It's actually a bachelor's.
A bachelor's in counseling. And then your wife is a beast. She got what? Your wife got the PhD? In psychology or something like that, or counseling, or what is it?
Marriage and family counseling, psychology, yeah.
You know what I'm saying? And so these ain't no dumb people starting the label, y'all.
These are smart people.
No, sir. These is brilliant. This ain't no regular just hip-hop artists.
That's right.
These is dudes degreed up. This is why I got a PhD.
Right. Yeah. They got grammar, punctuation. They got all that.
You know what I'm saying?
So you got kids? Hey, Flame.
Yeah.
You got kids?
No kids yet, man. Okay. Not yet.
All right. Just wanted to do y'all still beats. You know what I'm saying?
We'll see.
You know what I'm saying?
Do they bake cakes?
You know what I'm saying? If he disciplines.
Yes. Yes. Thou shalt not beat my kids.
Well, let's talk about this. You know, with the Clear Sight Music, go on your website, more artists coming. Are there any artists right now that you maybe can let out the box to the Ham Show?
Yes, sir.
That you maybe maybe considering?
At this point, nah, man. We
come on, man.
Come on, dog. Come on, yo. This is exclusive. This is exclusive. That's exclusive.
I'm serious. Like, we hoping that I just want something to happen organically, but we still gonna take demos and stuff like that, but. Man, I would love to just, you know what I mean, get it in with somebody. It's just a natural development, you know what I mean, through relationship, man. So we'll see, man. We'll see what the Lord has in store.
Let's talk about that real quick, because it seems that that with CMR, even with Reach, who you've been in connection with just as partners and you know, co-laborers, it seems like with those crews, and obviously because you know, you've kind of learned the industry in a sense from those guys. It seems like that's the way that they kind of do things. They do things kind of organically and naturally and allow things to grow versus maybe going out and getting demos or looking for artists and things like that. Why is that approach so important?
I just think it reinforces things, like it reinforces a certain depth of partnership, you know what I mean? Like, it's easy to do a business deal with somebody that's killing it, but I think you cover a lot of bases when you can work with people you know, you trust, and but at the same time, musically, they're killing it. So we just, you know what I mean, just a certain depth that we like to promote, you know what I mean? But at the same time, I'm open to accepting demos and establishing relationships from that standpoint. So I understand, you know what I mean? It's hard for a lot of people to build with Flame, you know what I mean? Right. So if this is the route that the Lord want to use through demos and stuff like that, then I'm open to that, you know what I mean?
Okay, that's what's up. Might shoot that Sean Slaughter single.
Yes.
Anyway.
Don't be acting like you ain't get it.
You know what I'm saying?
Don't be acting like you ain't get it.
Yeah.
And so anyway, you have this new album coming out called Captured. And you have this new single featuring V Rose called Surrender. First of all, the artwork is incredible.
It's ridiculous.
And I think, you know what I'm saying? I think as somebody who's basically launching out, starting his own label, it's a big undertaking. But man, it seems like just from the website and from the promo and from some of the stuff that I've gotten through the email, you know what I'm saying? You're starting really, really good.
That's tight.
The whole idea behind Captured, you know what I'm saying? What is the idea behind Captured?
Well, basically, man, the album just came out of a different personal experiences. So, number one, my pastor was preaching through the book of Daniel. So, that's just a crazy book, just talking about faith and just crazy stuff God had done in his life and some other cats in the book. Okay. And then had the opportunity to start a Tuesday night Bible study. just getting it in with a lot of non-Christians, dudes from other religions. You know what I mean? You know, the hood religions, 5%ers, Hebrew Israelites, all that stuff.
Wow.
So, I mean, just in the hood, getting it in, man, with real people, real issues. And then crazy situation happened. Me, my homie Jason, my homie Kenny, and my best man and my wedding, Stefan, we all end up getting robbed, man.
Are you serious?
Y'all should have called us.
So, hold up a second. It was you, it was Jason, somebody else. And where were y'all? What was happening?
Well, I was on a wifey had threw like this crazy party for my graduation. So we were on the way to St. Louis, and we actually left the night before the party.
Okay.
So I went, I dropped wifey off and went to hang out with a, you know, a couple of the fellas just to catch up. And we were just out chilling, man. Like, and we walked to the little store right on the corner, and that's when it all went down. But I did a song about it. It's in the album, so cats will be able to hear the whole story.
Wow.
But so just a lot of different stuff happened, and then, like, the day after that, we were, like, one of my homies, James, he was like, man, let's just get together, pray, let's debrief. So we did that, and I get a text message, like, go to the ICU, your mom's in the hospital. So my mom was in a coma for, like, a month and a half. She almost passed. Mm. So it was, like, a whole bunch of stuff that just collectively made me just want to draw closer to God, you know what I mean? So I just poured it all out in the album, Captured, you know what I mean? So I'm real excited about this one, man.
Don't you feel like your music changes a little bit when you go through difficult situations in life? And you know, as artists, we grow. You know what I'm saying? This is your fourth album, is it? This is your fifth album. I just put on my fifth album. And for me, it feels like, you know, I guess I put it this way. You know, when you're first coming to Christ and you're first doing new things for Christ, you have a an approach that you use because you're new and you're kind of, you know, you're excited about God and all this type of stuff. And then as you go through, life begins to happen. And some of the, I don't want to say your theology gets shaken, but it gets tested.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
Oh, it gets tested.
you feel what I'm saying? It gets tested. And then even, I've even gone back and looked at some of my lyrics and the things that I've said. And, you know, I love what I've done because it's a time stamp for where I was at. But I go back and I look back at it and I was like, man, I think on this album I need to maybe explain that better or break that down better. Or maybe even give a more realistic understanding of how this actually happens, because sometimes it's not as clean and neat, I think, sometimes as we put it on wax. Would you agree with that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely, man. And that's what I feel. I love when albums come out of an experience or a burden rather than just a deadline. You know what I mean?
Yes.
And I think it comes across a lot of times. So hopefully, man, when people hear this album, they feel a little bit of what I felt. You know what I mean? They're able to walk with me through a lot of stuff. But, yeah, I totally agree, bro. I see, like, even in this album, it's not a teachy album. It's a lot of heart language. So you can tell my theology is in the music, but it's not like you're in the classroom with me. It's like you're experiencing my theology through my life experiences. You
awesome.
Know what I mean? I'm not talking at you. I'm just like, man, here's how this doctrine has helped me when I was in this situation. You know what I mean? So it's crazy.
Awesome. Go ahead. One more.
Hey, Flame.
Yes, sir.
I'm going off your bio here.
Yeah.
Marcus T. Gray.
That's me. You're going to put that man government on the street like that.
Hey, look. I'm looking
that's
at
me,
your.
That's me.
A lot of artists want you on their songs. Like, I'm looking at your bio, say guest appearance. You just on all these people's albums, Todd Baynes, The Truth, Lecrae, Tedashi, Jason, Ambassador Fanatic, R. Swift, Show Baraka, JR, all these guys. Yeah. Why do you think when they think of a song, who they want to feature, why do your name pop up so much on these guys' albums? And what makes you so a hot commodity? You know what I'm saying? like you know, like Lil Jon. Everybody want Lil Jon and Lil Wayne on the album. Everybody want Flame on that joint. Why do you think that's so?
Hey, I'm flattered, man. I'm flattered. But I think a lot of it's just like-mindedness. You know what I mean? It's a lot of people on there that I'm cool with. I mean, excuse me. It's a lot of people that I'm cool with that aren't on the list. And I think a lot of it it's just artistic compatibility. So some people I just feel like, man, we work well together. And some people, my straight homies, like dudes I know, love the Lord, they living it out, but I just don't think we'll make good music together. And they artists too, you know what I mean? Right. So I think I just try to consider a lot of that, like like-mindedness, even sonically. Will we sound good together on the track? Will people be edified? Mm-hmm. Or will they just use our CDs as frisbees? Right. You know what I mean? Right. So
that's well, that's what's up, man. Well, yeah. Look, that's we appreciate up. You. December 28th.
Yes, sir.
The album drops. You know what I'm saying? Man, how come you didn't make it before Christmas, man?
I know it, man.
You know what I'm saying?
We fitted for this.
Well, he got the pre-order. Don't you got the pre-order?
Yeah, you can pre-order. You can pre-order. The reason I didn't do it before Christmas, it's a lot of business stuff behind the scenes.
All day.
That
oh, okay.
can make that difficult. You know what I mean? So we talk about that another show, the business side.
I got you. Yeah, yeah. We got to pick your brain. But December 28th, Captured comes out. Make sure you go to clearsightmusic.com.
Yes, sir.
clearsightmusic.com. Check out the new single, Flame, featuring V-Rose. Turn it up, man. We appreciate it, dog.
Man, appreciate y'all, man. Definitely that.
All right, my dude. Blessings, man. We'll holler at you later.
Oh, yeah. Likewise. Peace.
All right. Peace. That's the boy Flame.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
He's a nice young man.
You know what I'm saying?
Nice.
Definitely appreciate that.
Why all them short, though, man?
What?
What?
Everybody rap for cross movement. Yeah. And they got any tall people?
I think Brady, Fanatic is probably about 6'1".
But everybody else is 5'3".
Lecrae's tall. Well, that's Reach record.
Yeah.
Lecrae about 6'3".
When I see tall than him.
Yeah, I'm 6'4". When I see Lecrae, we mano y mano.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
Hey, what up, my dude?
What up, saying, what up? Dude? Our voice get mad deep when we see each other.
Y'all pick that album up, that Flame jump off.
You know what I'm saying? But, hey, we're going to get out of here, man.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's the kid, Sean Slaughter.
It's your boy, Shank Nick, a.k.a. Cook Dog, a.k.a. the drummer Beast Boy. What up, Ladybug?
Not True Asia. And the quote of the day is, stop looking for the fast way to get rich. The more you chase money, the more you will lose. Try upping your work ethic, which will not only cause you to earn money, but it will assist you in keeping the money you earn.
All day. And we appreciate y'all listening to
What in the Ham Sandwich?
Peace.
Peace.
Today's ham playlist, set one, song one, Sean Slaughter, No Compromise, DJ I Rock Jesus, remix. Song two, Thizzle, On My Grind, DJ I Rock Jesus, remix. Set two, song one, Michelle Bonilla, featuring Lecrae and Flame, Our Generation. Song two, D-Will, feature creator, 180. Set three, song one, Mouthpiece, Don't Doubt. Song two, Fire Jaws, Coalition.